What's happening, guys? Welcome to the 5-Minute Sports Podcast. I'm Karan Thavrani, and I'll be giving you the top sports stories of the day. Let's start off with cricket, shall we? It was India who won the second ODI between India and Sri Lanka, being played in Sri Lanka. However, it was no cakewalk for India. India won the toss and chose to field and restricted Sri Lanka to just 236 for 8. You think that's a really easy chase for India, isn't it? So India needed 231 to win after a bit of rain shortened the match, and the 231 target that was set by the Duckworth-Lewis system was needed to be achieved in 47 overs, and India were cruising at one stage where they were 109 for no loss. Even I changed the channel when they were around 95 for no loss, and I switched over to the Champions League draws, which I'm going to discuss in just a minute or two. So anyways, 109 for no loss India, in comes Akila Dhananjaya to bowl, and he gets 5 of the top 6, sorry, that's 5 of the top 7 batsmen, 5 of the top 7 wickets that is. He got Rohit Sharma, Lokesh Rahul, Kedar Jadhav, Virat Kohli, and then Hardik Pandya. From there, it was Dhoni and Bhuvneshwar Kumar who dug India out from a nearly impossible situation. And I think it was a 100-plus partnership. Yes, it was exactly a 100-run partnership. Bhuvneshwar Kumar ended up on 53 not out of 80, his maiden 15 ODIs, and Dhoni ended up with 45 not out of 68. So India just need one more match to win, and that would wrap up the series for them. Moving on to the other cricket match, which is going on currently actually, and the second innings has just got underway. The game is between Nottinghamshire and Somerset. Whoa! Ricky Wessels has just gone in the first over. Let me just increase the volume on this.
Silence this crowd.
So the home team, Nottinghamshire, in the first over, they've lost a wicket. They need a measly 151 to win, and they should still make it though, but this is a huge boost for the fielding team. I mean, 151 was by no way a good score on such a small pitch, which is Trenbridge, such a small ground. I mean, I'm still expecting Nottinghamshire to get the job done though. So for Somerset, who were put into bat first, they started off well. Stephen Davis scored 59 of 41 and Peter Trego scored 40 of 34 at number 4. Then towards the end, roll off Mander Verve gave them a slight boost and he ended up on 27 of 18 not out. Moving on to football, there were also, of course, the Champions League draws earlier today. And I'm just looking at the draws. Manchester United looked to have got slightly easy with Benfica, Basel and CSKA Moscow. That's Group A. In Group B, there's Bayern Munich, PSG, Anderlecht and Celtic. Group C has Chelsea, Atletico Madrid, AS Roma and Karabag. Slightly tough for Chelsea. In Group D, we have Juventus, Barcelona, Olympiakos, and Sporting. Group E has Spartak Moscow, Sevilla, Liverpool, and Maribor. It's pretty easy for Liverpool. They definitely should make it through to the next stage. Group F has Shakhtar, Man City, Napoli, and Feyenoord. Group G has Monaco, Porto, Besiktas, and Leipzig. And finally, Group H has Real Madrid, Borussia Dortmund, Tottenham, and Apoel. This looks like a difficult group, and it looks like another Europa League season for Tottenham. I'll quickly get through the football deals of the day before wrapping up with the show. So the big one here is Zlatan Ibrahimovic has signed a one-year contract extension with Manchester United. Maya Yoshida has signed a three-year deal at Southampton. That's of course another contract extension. And Leonardo Ochoa has signed a two-year contract extension with Leicester City. So we've got a lot of sporting action coming over the weekend. The F1 returns. We've got the second test between England and West Indies. And the first test between Bangladesh and Australia. And of course, the third ODI between India and Sri Lanka. And of course, a full set of Premier League fixtures. So a lot of sporting action coming over the weekend. Oh, and also, how could I forget this? The US Open begins in just a couple of days. So it's going to be a very busy next couple of weeks for me. That's all that's there for today, guys. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy the weekend. Yalla, bye.